We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 97-1 the ticket. We have some ticket text on the Dan Campbell stuff. Since Dan Campbell has taken over the Lions, have made national news more than ever during the past decade. It's been for weird reasons, but Lions are getting national attention, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Somebody says, dumb. I don't know if he's referring to Caliendo's imitation or the Dan Campbell coffee order. The imitation voice sounded like Marty Funkhauser from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yes, the late but great Einstein. Super Dave Osborne. Bob Einstein. How is this national attention good? People are mocking this bozo new coach. How is that good publicity? Lions continue to be a laughing stock.
I would disagree.
Well, they are mocking, yes.
Sure, they're mocking him.
But, you know, any publicity I think is good publicity to a certain extent, as long as you're not, you know, breaking the law on things.
Right. And it's like, it's not like this order was, it was this delivery of,
yes,
you know, how we talked about it. And he is he's just a fun-loving, boisterous guy. Mm-hmm. And that is, he's genuine.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with being genuine?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yes, he's authentic.
And hopefully we get some genuine wins.
Yes, indeed. It's going to take, look, it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's expecting
a Super Bowl run.
No, or a playoff contention in year one. All right, there's everybody who has listened to me over the past quarter century or whatever. I have some foibles that people just don't understand, whether it's eating popcorn from strange tubs as I would walk out of the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland, to pooping in my pants at different times during my waiting out line for a concert tickets or things, yes, like that. Yes.
On National Underwear Day.
Yes, no, National Underwear Day, or my unique driving skills. One of the persons who's been with me through a lot, not all, but is my college roommate and best friend, Rich, who's in here from New Jersey, because I'm kidnapping him up north. We're taking him up north with another friend of mine. And actually, with the eye situation, he's going to be probably driving up north.
So we're going to bring Rich in here.
And I'm going to stay away here, try to.
Whether it's the eye situation or not, who drives?
I drive. Whether the eye situation was present or not, I would not let him drive if I'm present.
Because we've heard some of the stories about the trip around Indy. Were you there?
I was the one. I was the one who circled Indy for several hours.
So were you sleeping?
I was sound asleep, woke up, and realized we were still in Indy when I heard the radio saying the weather in Indy tomorrow will be bright and sunny. And I had heard the same thing when I fell asleep.
So let's go back to the beginning. What was the first impression, the first meeting of Mike Stone for you?
I don't know exactly, but I know one of the early meetings I think was in a dorm room. And as I recall, it was probably wearing like a Bobby Clark jersey and standing on top of like a radiator, lip syncing Rosalita holding a hairbrush. And I'm thinking, like, who is this idiot? You know, and you know, that's probably the first one. And yeah,
but and at that point, you were like, you know what? I think I'm going to be friends with that guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be friends with this guy, and then probably saying, like, what's wrong with me? You know, kind of thing. You know.
So over the past, let's just call it 4+ decades that you
45 plus years.
45 plus years.
Yeah.
The what's the maybe it's the Indy trip, but what's the most stony moment that you've experienced?
Oh my God, there's so many. It's how do you count to infinity?
there's so many on that trip from when we left my house with the change and all that. Remember that?
Yeah, we've had so many. It's almost impossible, and we even had one yesterday, which we can go into. But he's actually told so many in the air, and I've actually been on the air with you guys telling a few, but it's almost impossible.
So let's go with just, yes, one day ago, you arrive at Metro Airport.
Yeah, so I arrive, I text him from the plane, hey, I'm here. And he says, well, do you want to go to baggage or do you want to go to meet me? And I'm like, Stoney, I've been in this airport once. I don't know where I'm going. Tell me where to go, you know, which is typical. Like, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I don't know Detroit Airport from, you know, from Podunk. Okay, so finally he says, I'm upstairs, go to like door three. Okay, so I finally get there and he's, you know, nervously there and he opens the back of his lift gate and I get in the car and I figured we're good to go. And all of a sudden I see him nervously looking in the rearview mirror. I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, oh my God, I must have left the lift gate open. And now we're driving like 40 miles an hour on a road that has no shoulder. And the car behind us is frantically beeping and her flashes are on. And I'm like, Stoney, I don't want to lose the stuff I brought. You know, you got to stop. And of course, there's nowhere to pull over. And I'm thinking, you know, here I am. I'm going to be in, you know, lose everything I have. And luckily, you know, the car behind us was nice enough to like sort of stop behind us. And
yes,
and we pull over and I realize that he had his golf clubs in the back car. And he must have closed it. But of course, there was a golf ball, you know, with that little
lock. We're assuming he must have closed it.
Yeah, but there was a golf ball where that little lock is. So, mm-hmm. So of course, he must have closed it. It must have popped right open again. And, you know. Of course,
going down the highway with the clubs and the
suitcase.
Going
down the highway at 40 miles an hour with the thing open. And, you know.
With an eye patch on, too, correct?
With an eye patch. Yeah, like I'm driving with a pirate, you know, and the thing open. You know, it was like another in a slew of stories, you know, that goes in the archives.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was because I had surgery, but maybe it was something else. But on the way to the air... Cindy dropped me off at my appointment, my follow-up appointment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, while you're in the surgery, because she brought our little deaf dog with mm-hmm. us. She goes, while you're getting your appointment, I'll go fill up your car with gas because we need gas to get home.
She's driving around with the pirate and the dog that can't hear anything.
Yeah.
There's got to be a joke in there somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so she gets gas in the, you know, 20 minutes or whatever that I have my follow-up appointment. So I'm driving to the airport and I said, I look and I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
And I see the meter on the gas is really towards one side. And for some reason, it equated to me that it was on the empty side. So I go and put gas, and I put in my credit card, and I, you know, pump the thing, and, and it keeps going off after, like, you know, 12 cents.
You're trying to fill up a full tank?
It's like nothing's going on. And I'm saying, what the heck is going on? There's something wrong with this tank. I'm about to go inside. Then I realized, oh, yeah, Cindy said she filled it up.
How have you made it this long, Stoney?
It's unbelievable.
How has he survived?
We have no idea how he's made it this far. It's unbelievable.
Good friends, good family, and a great wife.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So we see all these reality shows, right? The Kardashians and the housewives of all these different cities.
Uh-huh.
We just need a camera to follow around Stoney.
Oh, it would be great.
It would be. I think it would be an absolute.
All right, I'm going to give blockbuster. I'm going to just give one word, and you can tell the story, and it's okay.
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 All right.
You know, you don't have to incriminate yourself, so to speak. Okay. Foxhall Road.
Oh, okay. So, well,
more than one word.
We're driving.
You
home.
Know. Okay, we're coming home from Georgetown.
Home from Georgetown. It's very late at night, and needless to say, we're not. We're five sheets to the wind.
Right.
And who's going to be the desert? Who's the most likely to drive? Is me.
Okay,
and my car.
I'm driving his car, and everybody is feeling no pain in the car, including the driver. Unfortunately, it's a different time zone. Different time.
Yes.
So we're driving up Foxhall Road, which is a windy road from Georgetown up into where American University is in Northwest DC.
I'm very familiar with it.
And of course, I'm going too fast, and I get pulled over.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, uh-oh is right. And so the cop pulls me over, and I said to Stoney, I said, you know, pull out the registration, you know. And of course, he opens the glove box, and the light in the glove box doesn't work. So he can't see, you know, because besides being the condition he's in, he can't see anyway.
Yeah.
So he says, oh, let me open the door. And this is the middle of winter, mind you, and D.C. has had a snowstorm. And the cop is waiting patiently. He's very nice. And Stoney says, let me open the door so the light in the car will go on. And when he opens the door, he proceeds to go face first into a snowbank. And the cop looks at me and says,
step out of the car,
your friend, your friend's not looking so good. And I said, officer, we're driving to American University. It's a mile up the road. I promise we'll just get there in 5 minutes. I'll get my friend in. He goes, I advise that you do that. And thank goodness. He said, okay. And it was an unbelievable thing. And he gets in the car looking like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, and
the abominable snowman.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. But yeah, it was an incredible scene.
I know that you have to go back on Sunday night.
Right.
But I will make sure that you have my number, because I'm certain that there'll be another story that we'll need to share next week.
You can bank on it.
Yes.
You can bank on it.
Yes. It just seems like, whether it's the filling up the full tank, the golf ball, you know, that won't let the door close. I mean, there's always a reason, but it just always happens to Stoney.
But here's the best thing about it. He's the guy, no matter when all these things happen,
he just laughs it off.
He can laugh at himself and have fun with it. And that's what we all love about him, because we can all laugh at him, obviously, and have fun. But he can laugh at himself and never be upset about it. There's no problem.
Just
with
rolls
it.
With it.
Rolls with it. Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great.
That's what we love about Mr. Stone.
It's great.
Oh boy.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yes.
It's all good.
There are some others.
There's a lot of stories we can't tell. Won't tell.
When you come here, does your family say, now just remember, you're going to be with Mike Stone, so be careful.
Oh, my kids.
I'm sure
nuts.
They love him.
They love
absolutely they love him, but they've got to give you the disclaimer.
I sent a copy of my final college transcript to his son.
No. That was at your house. So I take my son. This is the best. I take my son to Stoney's house a couple of years ago, and Stoney has in his basement, he has like a trunks full of God knows what. And my son pulls out his AU his AU transcript, and it's like incomplete. F this, that. And my son looks at it and breaks into hysterics. He was doubled over. He could not stop laughing for 20 minutes when he saw Stoney. You know,
saw the transcript.
He saw the transcript. 2-3-1.
Yeah, well, 2-3-1. I think they were being kind, actually. Yeah.
I did good in my communications classes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, we're giving you this so you don't come back.
Exactly. Exactly. Please just give us money, but don't ever show up here again.
All righty. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We have the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. AJ Hinch will join us at 8:02. It is the Stoney and Jansen program, 97 on the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.